to the mission on the bottom of Mem Hayamud Aleph.
Mishiyoshen Baderech, Velo Yodashach Seichel, person was asleep when Shabbos came in, so he didn't have das to be Kona Shvisa. Yeshu Apayimam Lechol Ruach, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that even though he didn't have das to be Kona Shvisa, he's still Kona, and he has Apayimam, like anybody else, from the place where he is, 2,000 amas to each side. The Chachamim Omrim Emel Ala Arbamas. The Chachamim hold, since he didn't have das, so he's not Kona anything, and therefore he can't move out of his Arba Amos. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Vahu Ben Tzon. The Dalet Amos is not Dalet Amos to each direction, but two Amos to each direction. He's in the middle of the Dalet Amos. And he can go two Amos to any direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'ezer Ruach She'ir Tzayelech. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, he can go to any direction, four Amos. Umod Rabbi Yehuda Shem Birlo, Shein Yochel Azerbo. But if he chooses which direction to go, he can't go to all directions Arba Amos. He can go in one direction Arba Amos, and whichever direction he chooses, that's it. It's finished. He can't change his mind. Hayushnai, Mixus Amosov Shelzeh Besoch Amosov Shelzeh. Two people standing there who are limited to their Dalet Amos, and their Dalet Amos overlap. So Mevi'in Ve'Ochlin Shelzeh Mevi'in Ve'Ochlin Be'Emzeh. So they bring food to the middle, and each one can go to the middle because the food is in the place where their Dalet Amos overlap. See Rashi till we go. Eimlo ela Dalet Amos, hoel v'yoshin haya, since he was sleeping, lo niskaven likno shisa. V'hu ben tzon, shel Dalet Amos, klom rebeiz Amos yesho lechol tzidot. Le'ezer ruach she'yirtze, yikl Dalet Amos. He can take Dalet Amos to any one direction, but he can't go and walk an area of 8x8. That not. He can pick one direction that he can go Dalet Amos, and that's it. And once he picks that direction, he's stuck with that direction. The Acher Shabirlo Litzad Zeh, Ein Yochel Lazar V'Lil V'Litzar Acher. Hayushnaim Omdim, Zeh Rochok Mizeh Vav Amos, De Mivlon Beiz Amos Shal Kol Echad V'Sof Shal Kadero. They're six Amos apart, so two of their four Amos are overlapping. Medim v'Ochlin, b'Sosam Beis Amos. They bring food for both of them, and they eat in that overlapping part. Uvilvad shelo yotzi zeh mitoch shelo l'toch shel chavero. But neither one can bring the food from his Dalet Amos into the other guy's Dalet Amos, where they don't overlap. Hayu shlosha, if there were three of them, v'em tzoi muv l'beinehem, and the two of them are out of the Dalet Amos of the other, and one of them overlaps with both of them. So, who mutter imahen? He's mutter with them, because he is in the Dalet Amos of both of them. But the hey mutar imahen, they're mutter with him, because he's in their each one's Dalet Amos. Ushnayim achitzonim asurim zem zem. The two outer ones are asur, because they're out of each other's Dalet Amos. So the two outer ones can't have contact with each other, but they can have contact with the guy in the middle, because he's within their Dalet Amos. Omrib Shimon, Lama Dover Dome, what's it compared to? L'sholosh chatseros ha-psucho zu l'zu, u-psuchos l'shus harabim. You have three chatseros that don't have to walk one onto the other. They're not one inside the other. They're like in a triangle. So they're open to each other, and they're open to l'shus harabim. Irvu shtayim imhem tzos, if two of them, if two of them made an Erev with the middle one, but they didn't make an Erev with themselves. Each one independently made an Erev with the middle one. So, he muteris imohen, the middle one is muter to carry into either of those two chaseros, because they have an Erev together. Vehein muteris imohen, and they can carry into the middle one. Ushtai machitzonos asura zu im zu. And the two end ones, since they don't have an Erev with each other, they're awesome. Same thing over here. The one in the middle who overlaps both of them is mutter with both of them, and the two outer ones are usher with each other. And the Gemara will discuss what's the chiddush over here. It's exactly the same case, just a different halach. Rashi uvivachlo yifshel zeh yado l'tov shtayim hachitzono she'ein lo bohem klum. Each one, whether there are two of them and they overlap, can't reach into the area of the other one that's out of his Arba Amos. The Yotzi L'Sham Piso Ochetzo, the Chafetzo of Keraglov. Because his chafetzim have the same din as him. Dishnan habehema v'kelim karagle habayim. Right? The hemos and kelim take on the tchum of the person who owns them. T'chol da'or amas, t'chol chad, shadinu rabban l'gabei kishus ayochid. When the rabban gave somebody da'or amas, they made that like his reshus ayochid. V'osol ha'achnis l'hotzi michutzu v'hen, l'tochon. And it became like a new halacha, that that's reshus ayochid, and anything out of that is reshus harab. And you can't be motzi from your reshus into another reshus, or from another reshus into your reshus. Just like they asked something that's not ma'urav, where there's one reshus and another reshus. Two people can't carry from their reshuyos unless they have an eruv together. Here's the same thing. Person goes out of the tchum, he's given dalaramas, that dalaramas is his reshus ayachid, and he's not allowed to carry from that reshus ayachid into a different reshus. Into a different reshus. But also lachnis holtzim mechutz lahem l'tocham v'lo domi l'hayamodeid uba v'kosom midosa b'chatzayir. It's not like the situation where a person is measuring his tchum. We had before, he didn't measure the tchum, so he walks medium steps, and he wherever his 2,000 amas finishes, he's finished. And if it stops in the middle of the city, right, the tanya le'el, the mutl atalta b'choloyir, stops in the middle of the city, he can carry the whole city. Right? If he was there, Ali Dezrika, he can't walk there, but he can throw to the rest of the city since it's in Mechitzas. As long as he doesn't walk outside of his tchum, he can throw outside of the tchum. Okay? L'chora, how can you do that? L'chora, he has only dalet amos. I mean, what's it called? Now he's finished with his tchum, and that's his reshus ayachid. If he throws into another reshus, it's like he's throwing from reshus ayachid into reshus harabim, even though it's another reshus ayachid, just like over here. He can't take something out of his dalet amos. The afagav the also v'haloch mutar v'hotzi. Even though there you're not allowed to walk, you're allowed to be motzi. Here we say you're not allowed to be motzi either. If you can't walk out of your dalet amos, you can't be motzi out of the dalet amos either. The hasam kula chad the reshusahi. Over there it's all one reshus. The inami kolsa midaso chutz leir mutar l'talto michutz l'tchumo l'tok tchumo shte amos b'zeh shte amos b'zeh. The kula reshus harabim hu. The alpayim didei lo shavinu reshus hayochid. By alpayim amos, the Rabbanan didn't make his whole alpayim amos like Rishus Hayochid. Where you have alpayim and the alpayim end, then you have another two amos according to Rabbi Lezer, right? And that's that. But that whole area is one Rishus. Menela, it doesn't become like Rishus Hayochid. So even though you can't walk past that, but you can throw past that. But this Dalet Amos of a person goes out of the Tchum, then that becomes his total Makom. It's not that he's Alpayim Amos his total Makom. His total Makom is only Dalet Amos. The notion is a Ruvo, or the case where a person puts an Eruv and he's got that whole area is Dalet Amos. With the Kona Shvisa Baraglav, a person goes in Kona Shvisa by being in a place, those dalet amos become for him like reshus hayochid. Shavinu rabban legabei reshus hayochid, ve'asur lehu midrabbanan letalkun mitokun lechutz lahem. Special halacha. Wherever the rabbanan gave you only dalet amos, that dalet amos becomes reshus hayochid. You can't take out of that reshus hayochid. What?
Why is it a blus?
No, here we don't say it. We don't say, what's it called? Why don't you say?
Why don't you say here mublus? They're both together next to each other. They're both sharing.
No, because only the part that's mublus is mublus. And the other part not. Now, since this is Rishus Hayochid, so part of my Rishus Hayochid is in your Rishus Hayochid, but the rest is not. So I'm taking out of my Rishus. Well, that which is Muvla is Muvla, and that which is not. Tchumim has a din of Muvla because there's only a din of walking. It's not a din of Rishus Hayochid. But Arba Amos, you don't say that. Okay. Then Tzoy Muvla Benehem, Beis Amos of the social Zeh, Beis Amos of the social Zeh. The middle one shares two Amos with the one side and two Amos with the other side. He can turn to the right and be within the Arba Amos of A, and turn to the left and be within Arba Amos of B, and be able to take from his Arba Amos into their Arba Amos or whatever. But he can't, but the two outer ones have no connection. The Ein Lohem Drishas Regel Zu Al Zu. It's not talking in a case where there's three of them in a line. because if they have to walk, there's an inner one has to walk to get to the Rishus HaRabim through the outer ones, then they're all asur. Because then they're opened, there's Drishus HaRegel of a Regel HaOser law, asur is the place. So since they have to walk through the other chaseros and they don't have an Erev with it, then all of them become asur. It's not talking that case. The havelu zu b'pnimizu asra pnimis achitzona the afilu b'fnei atzma asura kol achas lishtamish. Then they're all asur. It's talking like within a triangle. So these two made an Erev and these two made an Erev, but the outer ones didn't make an Erev together. Okay. Boy Rav. Micah sover of Yochanan ben Nuri. What does Rav Yochanan ben Nuri hold? Nisber kesover chepzei hefker kol nim shvisa. Right? That chepzei hefker are kol nim shvisa. And therefore, what's it called? Even if you something doesn't have any das at all. You have something that has no bialin. And it's in a place when Shabbos came in. So that becomes its makom shvisa, and it has alpayim amah. And if somebody comes who has the right to walk to that place, he can take this thing with him. If it's yontif or whatever. Yeah, it's yontif. He can take it with him. So, but he can't take it past that 2,000 amahs of that thing. Let's say he has an extra 1,000 amahs to the side, and he has another 1,000 amahs to go, and this thing, what's it called, the opposite. He has 2,000 amahs to go, and this thing was konishvisa 1,000 amahs to the other side. He can take it, 1,000 amahs, he can't take it more than that. It was konishvisa, it has 2,000 amahs, a hefker thing, and you can't take it out of its 2,000 amahs. Right? So then, a bedin who deliflug bekelim. And he could really say the same halacha by kelim that were hefker. Not dafka, a person who was sleeping. Right? A person who's sleeping is like a kli. He doesn't have any das. So if he holds that kelim are also konishvisa, kelim of hefker, right, or konishvisa, then why is he only arguing about a person who's sleeping? Argue even about kelim. Right? And he could have argued by kelim. V'hoavdik mitlugi ba'adam. Lo diacha koch under Rabbanan. The reason it argued by Adam is to tell me the koach of the Rabbanan. The afa gab the ikala meyam rehoil the neyer kana, yoshin mami kana, kamashkon. Tells me even though the Rabbanan hold it, that kalim of hefker are not konishvisa, because there it's impossible for them to be konishvisa. They can never have das. So therefore, kalim of hefker are not konishvisa b'chlal. They have dalad amas and that's it. But what's it called? But a person, I might think, he could be called Nishvisa even when he's asleep, because if he would have been awake, he could have had Das. So anything that could have had Das, even if right now it's in a Masa where it doesn't have Das, is called Nishvisa. Kamash Malon, that even the Rabbanan hold, even by an Adam, he's not called Nishvisa, even though he could have had Das. That's the Chiddush, what's it called, of why they're arguing Dafka by Adam and not by Kalim. But really the Machlokas is Bein B'Kalim, Bein B'Adam. And basically it's based on the fact, can something without das be konishvisa? Kamash Mondalo, that even though a person could have had das, that doesn't make a difference. Odilma kesover Rav Yochanan ben Nuri ba'al mechatz hefker ein konishvisa. Neighbor Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds it by kelim taka, it's not konishvisa. Has no das, it's not konishvisa. A person who's sleeping also has no das, so how is he, yes, konishvisa? V'hoch v'haynu tayim v'hoch v'neir kama yoshin mami kama. Here, that's a svara of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Since he could have had das, if he would have been awake, so anything, say, kol haroi lebila ein bila makevis. Anything that's fit, even if right now it's not actually doing that, it's good enough. Rav Yosef Toshma. Rav Yosef says, okay, so now we have a shaila. Does Rav Yochanan ben Nuri hold that chefzei hefker or kol nishvisa, just like a person who's sleeping? Or no, a person who's sleeping is different than chetzei hefker. Since he could have had das, he's called nishvisa, but he admits by kelim that they're not called nishvisa. That's the shaila we're going to investigate. So Rav Yosef said, let's see, orai, toshma. Kishorim shiordu me'erav yontif, yeshon apayim amalachol ruach. If it rained erav yontif, and the water collected in a certain place, then that water can take that water 2,000 amas on yontif. In other words, Lechora was called Nishvis, Erev Yontif. Be Yontif, if it fell on Yontif, Hari Hain Karagli Kolodim. So they weren't called Nishvisa in any specific place when Yontif came in. So then, they're Karagli Kolodim. We'll see how Rashi learns Karagli Kolodim. So Mar says, "I amres bishlamik esof Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chetzi hefker kol nishvisa hamani Rabbi Yochanan." If you hold that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that even kalim are kol nishvisa shlomi bas, then this brisa goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's possible that even water can be kol nishvisa. There's no bailim, right? And it only has 2,000 amas mecharua. But if you hold that both Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan hold that chetzei hefker are not kol nishvisa, their argument is only by a person who could have had das. There, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds you kol nishvisa, even shalomi das. Then who holds this? Who's this price? Doesn't go like either of them. Both Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim agree that chafetzim are not kol nishvisa because they have no das. So who's the one who holds that water can? Let's see Rashi. Chetzei hefker, kelim she'en lohem bailim. The chashecha lohem b'mokom echad. Chafetzim lohem hefker, no bailim. And when Shabbos or Yontif came in, they were in a specific place. Hafogav shalom niskavim lohem odem maknos and shvisa. Even though nobody had das, that these kelim were bottled to him, they're not bottled to anybody. The kelim themselves had no das. Konim shvisa bin koma. The ain adam yochel atal pelam yisham yosem yalpayim lechol rua. Vafilu iruv letzaracha. Even if the guy made an eruv and he can go more than 2,000 amas, the kelim are stuck. He can't take these kelim more than 2,000 amas. The liflegu bekelim shall hefker. Vahai adam yoshen shalom niskav l'shvisa ke kelim shall hefker dam. That's the case. They hold by kelim too, then argue by kelim. Biyom tov in yardu biyom tov. If it rained on yom tov, harein karagli kol adam. Shelo hoysa lohem shvisa ben ashmashos. They were not kol nishvisa when yom tov came in. Ulechol tzad she'irit ha'adam yochol litlan. Whichever tzad, the person made, now whoever picks it up can take it to whichever tzad he wants. Okay? Ha'mani, diktani me'erav yom tov, yeshlem alpayim, ve'enam karagli kol adam, al mechet sehefker kol nishvisa. Right? Now, karagli kol adam, Rashi and Beya learns that it means that anybody, whoever is dealing with those things at this time, can take it into his tchum. So if Reuven was ma'arev to the west, he can take it to the west. They were not kol nishvisa themselves, and therefore they become bottled to whoever is dealing with them. If Reuven decides he wants to give them up, and now Shimon has them, and he made an Erev to the other side, he can take him to the other side. It keeps changing according to who is in charge of them now. On the other hand, Tosfos learns that it has the same din as Karagle Hamemale. Later on we'll see that a boar, so somebody drew water from a boar, so it has the tchum of the one who drew it. And even now, if he gives it to somebody else who has a different tchum, it remains with the tchum of the first guy. So kiragli hamemale is it what's it called? It's like the tchum of the first guy who gets it, and it remains with his tchum, even if other people eventually take it over. That everybody agrees. Well, not everybody agrees. That's Rashi and Tosfos both agree. Kiragli, what's it called? What's the lashon the Gemara uses over here? Kiraglei ha'adam, kiraglei kol adam. There's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. If it's the same halacha, the first guy gives it; it's his tchum, and that's it. Or if it changes hands, it changes tchum. Rashi holds it changes tchum. It's not like kiraglei hamemale, and Tosfos holds the same thing. There's a raiva that holds even kiraglei hamemale is the same thing that Rashi holds kiraglei kol adam. It keeps changing. If he gives it to somebody else, it gets on his tchum, keeps changing the tchum according to who's in charge of it now. Okay. So in any case, what do we see over here? That chetzei hefker kol nishvisa. And if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim argue only by Adam, because he could have had das, but everybody agrees that chetzei hefker are not kol nishvisa, then who's this price? Yosef Abaye, the Ka'omer lo lahashmaisa. So Abaye said over this piece of Torah, Omer le Rav Safra Abaya, the Dilma Bikshom Masmuchim le Iraskina, the Anshi Oso Heir Daitim Alayu. No, maybe it's talking about rain that fell right near the city,
And the people of that city had in mind, they saw that the clouds were there, and they had in mind for this rain from Erev Yomtiv. So it was like theirs already. So it was Kona, their Shvisa. It wasn't Hefker. It was something that was going to for sure come, and they had in mind about it, so it was already Kona Shvisa, the Erev Yomtiv, even though it was in the clouds. What? No, it's not what's it called. It's already, we'll see. We're going to discuss. That's the shayla. It's what's it called? Amarlei lo soka daita. No, you can't hold like that. Tisnan bor shal yachid karagla yachid. You have a bor that has water in it and it belongs to an individual, then the tchum of that water is like that individual. Vishal osa ha'ir karagla osa ha'ir. It belongs to a whole city together, then it has the tchum of that city, right? And if anybody made an Eruv or whatever, it doesn't have a tchum of the person who made the Eruv. It has the tchum of where everybody in that city can go. As much as they can go, right, the people from that city. V'shal olei bavel k'ragle hamemale. This is the case of ragle hamemale. And olei bavel is not a shutfis. That's like a corporation. So whoever fills it up, it's like hefka for anybody to come. It's a city can own something in shutfis. So it's shutfis, so the tchum is the tchum that everybody shares together. Not it's where everybody could carry together, that's the tchum. Where anybody specifically couldn't carry, he's one of the shutfin, then that water can't go in that place. But if it's Ole Bavel is like hefker to everybody. It's not owned by everybody. It's just not owned by anybody. It's hefker to anybody who wants to take it. Or others learn this is the makor of the Kaidiva corporation. Ole Bavel isn't owned by the shutfim of the people. It's owned by whoever fits into Ole Bavel owns it. So it's not any specific people. It's a corporation kind of thing. So it's a bailus like a tzibur. It's a tzibur ownership. Tzibur. It's not that every individual owns a part. The tzibur owns it. You happen to be a part of the tzibur, but you don't own it directly as an individual. Right, who's a shutif with other people, the name tzibur owns it. The nafkamina is, like the Gemara says, ein misa b'tzibur. If you have a korban tzibur, a korban chatas that belongs to a tzibur, and one person in the tzibur dies, so that's not called a chatas shemesu ba'aleha, because this is not a bailam. The tzibur owns it, not that individual. He just happened to be part of the tzibur at that moment. Now he's not part of the tzibur, and somebody else took his place, whatever. It's the corporation that owns it, not the individuals. On the other hand, if you have five shutfim in a chattas, and one of them dies, then the chattas shemesu balei. The chattas has to die. Because one of the bailim of this carbon died.
Have you fixed the
tchum? What?
Have you fixed the tchum of the other
no one person? No, so any one, so it's hefker. So whoever draws the water, it goes with his tchum. To Ragli Amamala. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, once somebody draws that water, it gets his tchum, and even if he gives it to somebody else, it remains with his tchum. Going to the Ravid, what's it called? Once somebody fills up, it's his tchum. If he gives it to somebody else, it becomes that one's tchum. It's flexible, according to the Ravid. The Tanya, Bor Shal Shvatim, Yeshva and Alpayim Amalacharua. The Bor of the Shvatim has 2,000 Amas to every side. So you see that Chetzei Hefker are Kolneshvat, are Kolneshvisa. Right? Can't say that's a special case with the rain that they had in mind, that it was within it was close to the city, and therefore it's not Chetzei Hefker. You see, a Beferish Abraisa that says that Chetzei Hefker, like Borshal Ole Bavel, are what's it called a Kolneshvisa. And the Shvisa either changes or takes on the first person who is Kolne. So Kashin Adadi. Here we have a braisa that seems to say that rain is not kol nishvisa, that rain is kol nishvisa, and here we have the chara that what's it called, it's not kol nishvisa. El alav shma mina harav yochanan nuri harabana. Right, the one that says the rain is kol nishvisa, and here we have that the water is not kol nishvisa. So if you learn that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chachamim argue about that, fine. So one braisa goes according to the Chachamim, one goes according to Yochanan Nuri. But if you hold that both Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chacham agree that Ein Chetzei Hefker Kol Nishvisa, then who's the Braisa that says that it's what's it called that it's not that it's Kol Nishvisa? Okay.
Okay, let's see, Rashi. Lo sokadaita, lo ok mi time mishum das anshe hoir. Don't think that the reason over there by the rain that it's called Nishvisa is because it's close to the city and they had it in mind before Yontif and it's as if the rain was here and it was called Nishvisa. And the time mishum the chetze hefker called Nishvisa. The reason is because chetze hefker called Nishvisa. This na nami beduch tachrisi umas nisim kashin adobi. There's a Mishnah that says that what's it called the chetze hefker are called Nishvisa. Right? Bor shal yochi karagli yochi. Shal oso ir karagli oso ir. And shall only bavel karagli hamamali, right? That's what's it called. That is the Mishnah that holds that chetzei hefker not konish visa. And then we have a brisa that says bor shal shvatim, which is the same thing as only bavel, which is hefker. It's like only bavel, right? It doesn't belong to each member of the shevet. It's a tzibur, and yet it says alpayim ama lecharuach. It's konish visa. It's alpayim ama, not karagli hamamali. It's alpayim ama. That's it. So we have a brisa that says chetzei hefker are kol nishvisa, and we have a mishnah that says chetzei hefker are not kol nishvisa. So if Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chacham don't argue about this, then who's the mishnah who says that they are kol nishvisa? Ya'akor chachad minayu took mekar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri the tifshot the chetzei hefker kol nishvisa. Karagli also yochid bal habor. Right, if a person personally owns a boar, the water in that boar has his tchuk. Somebody else took that water, he can't take that water to a place where the original guy who owns that boar can take it. Then irav hu lemizrach ein yochel olichon chutz leir b'tzad mayrav afilu psiachas. And if that guy who owns the boar made an irav to the east, then he lost his tchum to the west. Right, so the water can't be taken to the west, even by somebody who didn't make an Erev and has 2,000 Amos. He could walk to the west 2,000 Amos, but he can't take that water with him. Teragle also ha'ir, alpayim l'choruah. Something is owned by the whole city, so has the tchum of everybody in that city. Then Erev zelamar v'alamizrach ein yochol zel alzir chutz l'alpayim. And even if he made an Erev, he can't take it out of that out of the 2,000 Amos where everybody has. Vishal Ole Bavel, Shabadera Shaol mi Bavel Israel, who shall hefker? Ole Bavel is hefker. It's just hefker for anybody who wants to take it. Kiragli Hamamali, the Chon Mile, the Hefkera, Man Demigvale Kani. Something is hefker, whoever picks it up, it's his. Once it becomes his, it gets his tchum. Vafilo Nosamachera, Macha Shamila, the Tsarko, Harihen Kiraglov. Since he was Koneh, so it gets his tchum. And it remains with his tchum if he gives it to somebody else. Alma needed that care ain't called Nishvisa. And Tosus agrees with this too. Rashi agrees really Tosus in this, and the Raiva doesn't agree in this. The Tanya Ida, Bor Shal Shvatim, behind the Shal Lebavim. Bor Shal Shvatim is the same exact halacha of Bor Shal Olebavim. Yesh Vahem Alpayim L'Charua. Right? They are called Nishvisa, and they have 2,000 Amos to every direction. Alma called Nishvisa. They ain't on Karagli Kolonim. They're not like the person who was Zolka with them. They have their own 2,000 Amos, period. So here's a brisa that says that Chefse Hefker are Konesh Visa. So we do have two Mishnah and a brisa. One says it is Kone, one is not. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chacham argue about this. Otherwise, there's nobody who holds, there's no Tana that holds that Chefse Hefker are Konesh Visa. So, Kiosa. He also the kamei Rav Yosef. So when Abaya came to Rav Yosef, Omer le hachi komer Rav Safra, v'hachi ahadri le. Right, this is what Rav Safra said, and this is what I said to him. Omer le v'amaylo tema le migufa. Right, but why don't you bring a raya? Forget about bringing two brises or a mishnah and a brisa. Right, that prove that there is such a machlokas. Right, why don't you say from itself? Isol kadayt lech b'kshamim hasmuchim le'ir askinan. Right. Why did you have to answer his objection of your raya that there is a man b'yomer who holds that chetzi hefker kol nishvisa from the case of the rain, right? When it rained erev yontif or whatever, and he told you no, it's no raya from there because maybe it was rain that was near the city and they had das whatever already on it.
Yisrael kadaita bikshom masmuchim liraskinon. Ha yeshlon alpayim amalach haruach hakaragli ensho sayuri boyale. Talking about a city, not the tzibur. Talking about a city that's owned by people of shukfis, right? It's a moshav shitufi, the city. So why does the rain, if the rain is not kol nishvisa itself, but the rain is kol nishvisa through the people of the city, then it should have the tchum of the people of the city. And if they all made an eruv to one side, they should be able to take this rain to that side. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say it's karagli also here, right? It should have, it says Yeshlem Alpaim Amalacharua, right? Right? It should have said Karagli Anshe Osoir. Elamai. It's not because they're called Nishvisa through the people of the city. It's because it's called Nishvisa itself. The male, you see from clearly from over there that there is a Tana who holds a Chetse Hefker called Nishvisa. Rashi. Ki osa abaya the kamei of Yosef, yesh lohem mashman the inu gufayu kol nishvisa. Says yesh lohem alpayim ama means that's their tchum, not that they get take the tchum of the city. The lav mishum das anshe ha'ir, the mishum das anshe ha'ir is because like what Safra wanted to tell you, that's because the rain was close to the city and they knew what was coming and they had in mind and therefore became their tchum. It's like they were kona it already, right? The mishum das anshe ha'ir. Right? Should have said it's karagle oso ha'ir, not that it's kol nishvisa and yesh lohem alpayim ama. They don't have alpayim ama. The people in the city have alpayim ama, and this is their water. So the lashon is muchach that it's the water itself that's kol nishvisa, not through the people. Okay, let's see what's right there. Omar Mar. Okay, so now we've established l'chora that there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri and the Chachamim. There's two different shitas and tanoim whether what's it called chetzei hefker kol nishvisa or not. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to the case of the rain. Omar Mar, v'yontif harin karagli kolovim. If the rain fell on yontif itself, so before yontif it wasn't kol nishvisa, then whoever makes use of that rain, it's his tchum. And we said Rashi learns that this is not karagli hamimale, but this is karagli kolodim. Whoever is involved with that rain at the time gets on his tchum, and it keeps changing. And Tosus holds it's karagli hamimale. Va'amai liknei shvisa balkainis. L'chora, this rain was in the ocean. Right? Where does rainwater come from? We'll see, it's a machlokas. From evaporation. So the rain before it rained was rain was in the ocean. So the chora it was kol nishvisa in the ocean. So its tchum should be 2,000 amas from the ocean. Right? It was somewhere when yontif came in. Lema v'lokar belezer. This let's say this doesn't go like a belezer. The ikra belezer who amar kol olam kulin neokainis ushosa. Rain comes from the ocean, and here it was in the ocean air of yontif. It should be kol nishvisa there. Elamai, rain doesn't come from the ocean. So it wasn't kol nishvisa. Omrav Yitzhak, hocha ba'avim sheniskashu merav yontif. No, it was already in the clouds, erav yontif. It wasn't clouds that came on yontif. So the rain, erav yontif, was in the ocean. It's clouds that already formed erav yontif, but it didn't rain till yontif. So it was in the clouds, erav yontif, wasn't in the ocean. Where it says the Dilma Hanach Azli, the Hanach Achrini Ninu, right? Maybe it's different clouds, not the same clouds. Maybe and therefore, how can you now take on and give this rain your tchum? Because it was not kol nishvisa erev yontif, because it was in the clouds. Maybe it wasn't in the clouds. Maybe those are new clouds. Maybe the rain came from new clouds where the water was in the ocean erev yontif. This lo simana begaya. No, they had a simon. The clouds were different. They knew these were the clouds that were there erev yontif. The boy sayma havi sofik did divrayim. The sofik did divrayim lahakol. And the Quran is a sofik, but sofik to rabbana and sofik to rabbana lekula. And even though it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, don't use it today. Use it tomorrow. Right? Could be that you need it today in a certain place. In other words, davar sheyesh lo matirin is where, why eat it when there's a sofek? Right? Wait till tomorrow, it'll be mutter according to everybody. Right? Whatever the problem is. But over here, lechara, you want to take it with you to a certain place, and tomorrow you don't need it in that place. You need it now. So tomorrow won't be mutter the way that that what's it called? You need it today. So that's like davar sheyesh lo matir. One second. And even if they say, even if what's it called? If tumim is doraisa, the Ramban says, lechara, what if tumim is doraisa? It's not a sfatik drabonin anymore. It could be a sfatik doraisa, right? So he says, tumim doraisa means you're not allowed to walk either more than 2,000 amis or more than gimel parsols, whatever the shear is, you can't walk from the beginning of that to the end of that, the full, out of that area. But if you were, let's say, 10 feet away from the end of your tum, and you're just walking 10 feet, that's only drabonin, according to everybody. Tumim d'oraisa means not you can't walk out of your tum. You can't walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos. That's what it means. But if you're 10 feet away from where your tum was, you're only walking 10 feet, but you're going out of your tum, that's a pure din d'rabon. Okay. Rashi. Riknu shvisa bokainis sheshad sushan emesh. That's where they were, Erev Yontov. The hayom Shoavum ha'avim v'ariyotzu chutzutchum v'ein lohem ela arba'amas. Why should you be able to take this water wherever you want within your tchum? You shouldn't be able to move them more than arba'amas because they were in the ocean. Dil mahama shiroa emesh shuros azdulyama. Maybe no. Maybe the clouds that you saw yesterday are not the ones that produced the rain today. They're different clouds. And those clouds, taka, formed today. And the water was in the ocean yesterday. V'hani achrininu v'niskashru hayom. So the Gemara says, at best it's a suffix. Tosis points out, l'chora, how are they calling the shvisa in the yam? If ain't chum l'malam me'asara, right, so they're higher than 10 tefachim off the ground of the, we said that it goes by the ground, not where the water level is. It goes to the ground. So a boat that's in the water that's higher than 10 tefachim, it's not tumim. So this water that evaporated is the water that's on top of the ocean, is much higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. So it says no. By a boat, the boat, if it's higher than 10 tefachim of the ground under the water, is higher than 10 tefachim. But all the water is considered one thing. We had it in Shabbos with the knot on the water, whatever. The water is all one thing. So the top layer of water is like it's on the ground. It's the whole water is considered one thing, and it's on the ground. So it's not higher than 10 tefachim. Right, it's on the ground, 10 tefachim. It's just one big thing on the ground. It's 10 tefachim. So then you do say tchumen. Notice if you'd have this gigantic skyscraper, right, on the top of the skyscraper would not be higher than 10 tefachim lechora because that whole thing is one makom. It's like a reshus hayochid, like the Gemara said. If you have reshus hayochid and you're on the top of it, you're not higher than 10 tefachim. That's called a makom for itself. That's tchumen. That's a tchumen.